And it's time to visit with our buddy who is the publisher of the Charleston City Paper, the editor of the State House Report, and we enjoy our conversations with Mr. Andy Brack. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. You?
I'm doing all right, all things considered, even though I think this is going to be, and I think that for the next couple of minutes, we're going to set April Fool's aside here and talk about this in some stark terms. The month of April is going to be one of the most tragic months in American history, and this is going to be a very, very hard month. When they say things like, if things go well, we'll only have 100,000 to 250,000 people die in the United States, that is a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah. You know, if you at the front of the new city paper's out today, and on the front, we always have like a cute little thing under the masthead. And today it says, don't be an April fool. Stay inside.
Yeah. Stay and home. Save lives. Yeah.
That's about the smartest advice that can happen to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, we keep reminding people you're not stuck at home. You're safe at home. So if you act like you have it, we can save lives and maybe shorten this situation. But I did notice that the new issue of the Charleston City Paper that came out today, you guys are talking about some of the past pandemics or plagues or epidemics or whatever that the city of Charleston's actually had to endure.
It was a very interesting story saying that Charleston was home to the first yellow fever epidemic back in 1699. And then throughout the city's history, there's been a lot of encounters with disease and this, that, and the other. The best sentence in there was something like history is a patient zero of sorts. So you ought to take a look. It is not Gene Wilder on the cover. I kept looking at that picture thinking, what is so interesting about this picture? It's an old-timey picture of a nurse from way back when, but it looks kind of like Gene Wilder with an old mask on.
Well, I believe in 1699, I believe Bill Sharp was reporting on that here in the Lowcountry. So so let me ask you, Andy, I have been on the air for the last week or two waiting for the stay-at-home order to be issued by the governor. 40 states now have a stay-at-home order. The town of Mount Pleasant issued their stay-at-home order yesterday. It goes into effect tonight at midnight. The governor seems incredibly reluctant to do that here in South Carolina. Yesterday, he said that all non-essential businesses have to close. Everything is basically shut down anyway. I don't understand why the governor just doesn't go ahead and do that now. So that, I mean, when Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the best weapon we have against this is serious, aggressive mitigation to do everything we can to stay home and save lives and flatten the curve, I don't understand why we're not a part of what other people in other states are doing right now.
Gosh, Richard, you basically said what I wrote in my editorial. That's exactly right. I mean, this is kind of a slow drip of policy, and it's just a little bit nuts. Just go ahead and let's take the bitter pill and just shut it all down for 2 weeks.
Well, you know what happens is if we see a spike of some kind in a couple of weeks, or if Charleston or some other place becomes a hot spot, and then you try to close down the state for 2 weeks, right, it's going to be a little bit too late. And we're going to look back at this time and say, why didn't you do that then? Well, other states were doing this as well. I understand there's some counties that actually don't even have a coronavirus case yet. And the rural counties where it's very, you know, very little effect on it. But, you know, better to be safe than sorry. And I think the governor is running a big risk, not just going ahead and issuing a statewide stay-at-home order.
I agree with you 100%. That's what we've consistently said. It's just, let's get it over with. Let's go ahead and just keep people as safe as possible. It's going to be a little bit of pain now, but hopefully it'll be over pretty quickly and we can get things back to normal quicker. Because otherwise, this thing could just drag out time and time again, and that's going to have a far bigger economic disadvantage to businesses around here. Restaurants won't be able to open as soon, other businesses won't be able to open as soon, and we won't be able to get back to normal as much as whatever the new normal will be.
Yeah, we're telling everybody, let's save our summer. I mean, really, during this corona spring, let's save our summer. And Andy, you know, I think the analogy that you guys used in the city paper was that Governor McMaster sounded like a disappointed dad. And it did. It's, I mean, the other day when he was doing that, he's like, well, if everybody just would stay home and do what we're telling them, then we'd make sure that things would be better quicker. And I'm like, well, yeah, but if everybody drove the speed limit, then you wouldn't have to have speed signs. If everybody did the right thing, you wouldn't have crime. I mean, this is sort of wishful thinking, and you know, wish in one hand and you know what in the other, and see which hand gets filled up first. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. It's just, we need to move along and shut it down so that everybody's safe.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that I saw this last week where South Carolina briefly released a zip code breakdown of the known coronavirus cases, as several other states have done, but then they pulled it, and now DHEC is actually chiding the public for wondering where the data has gone. And I remember looking at that breakdown. I thought, this is really interesting. And now the state has pulled it. I mean, DHEC, this is a quote from DHEC. They said, quote, "The desire to obtain details about where infected people are known to be has become a disturbing distraction because it suggests that there are several still individuals who don't understand the potential threat for exposure for anyone and the need for everyone to take precautions." Huh? What?
Well, it's people arguing for shutting things down and keeping people safe, but not doing it. It makes no sense. I mean, it's ludicrous. They had some of that zip code stuff online yesterday, but it didn't tell how many cases per zip code. So like Charleston County, it's just pretty much every zip code there's something someplace. So, you know, you mentioned earlier about rural South Carolina. I think there's only four counties now out of the 46 that don't have at least one case. So it's going to be everywhere. And, you know, at the federal level, President Trump seems to have woken up and understood that, you know, you can have up to 240,000 people that could die. We're taking this very seriously. Well, it's about friggin' time.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is also that here in South Carolina, I mean, there was a refusal to shut down beaches. And you saw what happened this past weekend at Folly Beach and Edisto Beach when the attorney general issued his advisory opinion and they opened the beaches. And then people behave like COVIDiots. And then they go out and they are doing things that are sure to either make this situation worse or prolong it even more. And I don't understand why these decisions weren't made a while back to just go ahead and shut the state down for a while. Let's ride this out and make things better in the long run. But I don't really understand the reluctance of the governor to do this. And as you said, a sort of the drip, drip, drip kind of policy that we have.
Yeah, the only thing to explain the reluctance is the, you know, South Carolina has a history of individual freedom and respecting that. But right now there's also a social contract out there to make sure that everybody is protected so that we do survive. And if we continue to do what we're doing, it's going to get worse.
Well,
and I mean, just about every medical person out there says that.
Yeah, I mean, when you have Mayor Tecklenburg come out and say, if we continue business as usual, we're going to be watching thousands of funerals online. And Andy, South Carolina has a long history also of being last, being the last state to do this, the last state to do that. I mean, I can run down a whole bunch of examples. This is not a situation where we want to be the last state to issue a stay-at-home order statewide. Everything's already shut down. Go ahead and do it now for the short-term pain, for the long-term gain. I just really don't understand it. Do you think the governor might change his mind at some point? And if so, would he get any credit for it? It'll be like, oh, it's too late now.
Well, he's going to change his mind because it has been every day. There seems he takes a little bit of a closer step to this thing. I just say get it over with, and I would suggest that everybody call the governor's office and say close it down. Just send them email, call them, and just that's the only thing that you can do. I mean, heck, folks are sitting at home wondering what they do. They can become activists.
What do you say, Andy, though, to people who, because I get this pushback a lot online on social media and on the air here as well, that people are like, look, I can go out in my boat and practice social distancing, you know, that we could be smart and do this, even though I think we saw that a lot of people weren't being smart. But a lot of people are like, why should the government impugn on my freedom if I do the right thing? And I'm like, because not everybody is.
Yeah, because everybody is not. I mean, I ran into a lady at the grocery store that, you know, you go at odd hours hoping not to see anybody. And she was telling me how, you know, kids were taking boats out and partying and having a big old time. Well, it's not time to party. It's time to take things seriously. It's time to distance and stay away from everybody and stay inside your house and keep safe.
Well, kudos to the Charleston City Paper. I thought you guys did a great job in the issue of as far as breaking down businesses, restaurants and stuff that are doing takeout and delivery and curbside service and stuff like that, you know, because we're still trying to continue our lives, but just under this new normal. And the month of April is going to be a tough month, and we'll see if the governor comes around to the statewide stay-at-home order. And Andy, I hope you and everybody at the City Paper are taking care and staying safe, and appreciate the conversation as always, buddy.
Well, thank you. And y'all just take a look at the city paper online, because that's updated all the time with new information that's beyond the stuff that's in print. The print stuff is kind of the fun stuff to read, because it's, you know, intelligent coverage of what's going on. But to keep up with the updates of everything that's going on, you can also check online. And I think that's just a good source to look for all sorts of information.
Good to talk with you, Andy. Take care, buddy.
All right, sir.
You bet.
You.
That is Andy Brack, the publisher of the Charleston City Paper and editor of the State House Report, here on the Morning Buzz at 105.5 The Bridge.